Epilogue. Throughout this memoir, I listed only those special moments that I felt had an impact on my life as an officer and helped mold me into a professional as my career progressed through the years. There were several other moments certainly noteworthy, and many days that were just utterly boring as hell. As officers, we are faced daily with life-altering and potentially life-threatening situations to both the public and ourselves. I did my very best to arrive to work early for every shift and to be completely mentally and physically prepared to face the unknown challenges that presented themselves during each shift I worked. To begin this process of mental preparation, I would start out my day with as much sleep as I could get and begin most days with a moment of personal time by conducting a physical workout of some type. A solid hour was dedicated for me to come to a neutral place mentally and to prepare myself physically to meet the stresses of any given situation. Too many times, officers sacrifice their own health and fail to maintain their bodies in a peak physical condition. Remember that police work is a young person's game. We cops will get older each year, but the criminal element remains the same. You can't waver with your mental and physical level of wellness. I would go to work in civilian clothes, change into my uniform at the station, and prepare mentally to be a warrior for the next 12 hours of criminal patrol. At the end of the shift, I would take off that uniform, change my clothes, and leave the stress of work at work without taking it home with me. I would leave the station as just Robert Todd Christensen. Throughout this book, I tried to capture the emotion and internal thoughts of what was going through my mind as I handled each call. The one theme that kept coming back into my thoughts, though, was that I worked with some of the most professional, compassionate, respectful, and caring people our society has to offer. At work, I laughed the most, cried the most, loved life the most, and at times, yes, hated every aspect of the job. In the end, it was my fellow co-workers who really made Kalamazoo Public Safety a wonderful place to work. I am forever grateful to my friends and co-workers, the citizens, and the city of Kalamazoo for providing me with such fond memories. I hope that I helped to instill this same feeling of appreciation and gratitude to those who took the time to read this book. During the last year of my career, I had plenty of time for reflection. I was in my final year at Public Safety and had signed my early retirement incentive agreement. I was thinking about how grateful I was to work for such a wonderful city and a great community. It was comforting to know that even into retirement, the city would pay for my life. Not to diminish my career in any way, I mean, I clearly paid for my pension with every paycheck and planned for the inevitable end. But I wasn't satisfied. I wanted to show my sincere appreciation to a department of professionals. Then the idea came to me through the U.S. Army. Since my deployment to Afghanistan in 2009 and 2010, we received briefings from several military organizations about the benefits of being a combat veteran. One of those briefings was from the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, or ESGR. The Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award is the highest award given by the U.S. government to employers for exceptional support of its employees serving in the Guard or Reserves. As the nation increasingly calls upon the Reserve Components, RC, to serve in combat zones or respond to humanitarian missions, America's employers have become inextricably linked to the nation's defense. The Department of Defense recognizes the impact that this has on employers nationwide and honors the most supportive employers annually with the Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award. Secretary of Defense William Perry authorized the first award in 1996. Employers are nominated for the Freedom Award by the Guard and Reserve service members they employ or their employees' families. The nominations include a detailed description of an employer's measures supporting their Guard and Reserve employees. A thorough selection process narrows the thousands of nominations to the final 15 award recipients. In April of 2012, a national selection board comprising senior Defense Department officials and business leaders considered 30 finalists from the initial pool of 3,236 nominations. Board members evaluated employer policies, practices, and programs supporting Guard and Reserve employees, their families, and the military community before selecting the recipients. The 15 selected recipients were approved by the Secretary of Defense as the 2012 Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award winners. The Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety was selected as one of the recipients of the 2012 ESGR Freedom Award. Mission complete. On September 20, 2012, the department was presented with the award at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. I was so proud to be able to award my department for its great work. It was nice to be able to give something back to the agency. The department certainly earned this award. Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, Kalamazoo, Michigan. The Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety, KDPS, located in Kalamazoo, Michigan, protects the citizens of Kalamazoo. With 303 employees, the department prefers to hire both veterans and current military members. In fact, veteran status elevates a potential employee in the hiring process. KDPS has a strong commitment to caring for its Guard and Reserve employees, complete with its own family support group. When a deployed KDPS officer was severely wounded by a grenade exploding in his right hand, KDPS flew a contingency of fellow officers to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to be with the officer and support his family while they relocated to Washington, D.C. for his recovery. When the service member returned to work, unable to use his right hand, the department trained the officer to shoot left-handed so he could keep the same job he had before he left. Army Reserve Master Sergeant Robert Christensen nominated the employer for the Freedom Award because of the support he witnessed for his fellow military employees and the KDPS treatment of him when he was deployed, sending care packages, staying in touch on a weekly basis, and providing a special homecoming. The Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety actively supports their Guard and Reserve employees and makes it easy for us to serve both the department and our nation, said Christensen. I started the last day of my shift, just like I had started the previous shifts. I arrived at work early and was ready to go by 6:30. I was always a half hour early and prepared for work. I pride myself on having never been late for work throughout my career, and I was never a minute man. This day, however, was somber. I took my time driving around the city on patrol for the last time. Dispatch was kind to me also, and they did their very best to keep me from responding as a primary officer to calls and continually placed me in a backup officer position. I thank them for that, but in reality I wasn't changing my routine. In fact, I stopped my last traffic violator just 5 minutes before the shift change. I didn't give a ticket, of course. Just a verbal warning would suffice for this citizen. I was honored in the afternoon with our traditional retirement ceremony in the chief's office, with cake, awards, refreshments, and going-away speeches by command. I did have the last word, however, and simply thanked all of my friends and co-workers for doing such a fantastic job. Retiring from the department was extremely emotional for me. As I look back, I can say with an honest heart that the decisions I made along the way may not have been the perfect decisions, but they were my decisions. I always made decisions with the public's best interest in my mind. Upholding the Constitution was my mantra, and I hope that when others remember PSO Robert Todd Christensen, that they will remember a hard-working officer who is dependable, proactive, and willing to sacrifice for his fellow officers. As I look back at my career with Kalamazoo Public Safety, I ask myself, what did I do to help make the department a better place? It's great to be a proactive officer, hunt down criminals, prevent crime, fight fire, save lives, enforce the law, and run down an investigation to a successful prosecution. However, what did I do that is everlasting? Did I make a real difference? I'm proud to say that I left Kalamazoo Public Safety a better department than when I started. my personal accomplishments and contribution to the department included. Prepared and submitted a grant application that resulted in an award to the department from the AAA of Michigan Grant Program for the purchase of new Jaws of Life extrication equipment. Developed the agency's ICE rescue training program, equipment purchase, and policy creation for ICE and water-related rescue emergencies, including assisting on the project to purchase a new water rescue boat. Proposed and designed the first-ever bike patrol uniform. Spent my entire career as an Explorer Post advisor for Kalamazoo Public Safety's Explorer Post 265, where I helped to mentor, train, advise, and coach many of our Explorer Scouts to advance in their careers and become public safety officers and dispatchers. Some have even excelled to become supervisors within the department. I mentioned before that the greatest honor for me within the department was that of a field training officer. But my proudest moments, of which there are many, were seeing my young Explorer Scouts become successful in the years to follow while they achieved their dreams and goals of earning the title of Kalamazoo Public Safety Officer. I challenge each of my colleagues to do the same thing for our department. Don't just show up to work every day. Before you know it, it will be time to retire and move on in life. Make a difference in the lives of those you work with, those future officers, and more importantly, for the community you serve. Live the words that embody the City of Kalamazoo mission statement, doing our best work today and every day to make Kalamazoo the best city it can be tomorrow. Kalamazoo Public Safety, City of Kalamazoo Retirement Recognition Award, presented to PSO Todd Christensen. Kalamazoo Public Safety does hereby commend PSO Todd Christensen on the occasion of his retirement after 22 years of exemplary service to this department and to the citizens of Kalamazoo. During the course of his career, he served as a patrol officer, field training officer, background investigator, explorer post advisor, community policing officer, and long-standing member of both the SWAT team and Honor Guard. On multiple occasions, he distinguished himself through outstanding performance and is the recipient of numerous formal commendations, as well as letters of recognition from citizens whom he has served. During the course of his career, PSO Christensen received multiple departmental awards, including 2 Chiefs Awards of Excellence, 2 Awards of Merit, 2 Professional Excellence Awards, a Life-Saving Award, and 2 Kalamazoo City All-Star Employee Awards. His dedication to duty, illustrated by his exemplary performance, resulting in the preservation of life, the apprehension of several armed felons, and for developing training programs, has earned him distinction as a highly decorated officer. Through work ethic and leadership by example, he has been a role model for those who have been privileged to work with him. A credit to this department and to the public safety profession, Todd will truly be missed. Chief Jeff Hadley.